Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly singing I Keep Praying, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The God Who Holds You Together, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31.
They need to hear about a Bible, a creative act that God made, where God made us in His image. Now that comes with great significance and great importance today. The issue of creation isn't a matter of how we came to exist. It is a It's a worldview issue today about who reigns and who has a ultimate authority today, man or God. Now, who has authority today? Well, you know, we've got people that are very influential and affluent in our government and our society today. They're not God. No man is God. God is God alone, amen. There's none His equal, amen. Listen, I've got the answer today, and the fact is, as God's Word declares, and as today our living can declare, we today can declare that our God reigns. I don't care what you're going through in or facing today, our God still reigns. I don't care what the world is saying or any other group or party or association or whatever today may say, well, our God is a God who reigns. He's the God that caused the sun to shine this morning. He's the God that awakened you today to a new day. He's a God that's always there for you. He's a God that does not make any blunders, mistakes, or errors in life. God has never had to explain why things happen, because God is a perfect God, and He'll work a perfect will. And we've got to grasp the fact today that we have a God who is reigning over all things. You say, but the world is in a bad shape. It's because man has tried to take the authority away from God. And we will not recognize He is the one true living God. And He is our only help. He is our only hope. So we've got a God today who reigns. A God who's on the throne. Amen. And that being the case, Isaiah the prophet proclaimed, he said, God reigneth. I mean, that's just to the point and says it like it is. Amen. Psalm 93 proclaims, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. Moses in Exodus says, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. The question today is, listen, whether you believe it or not, our God reigns. But the question is He reigning in your life? Is He today in the seat of authority? He is on your heart today. And is He controlling your life and directing how you're living your life today? See, if we're not living for the Lord, then who are we living for? Well, I'm just living for myself. That's a substandard way to live. Well, I'm just living for the world. That's even a worse substandard way to live. And some folks are living for the devil, the flesh, the world, and everything else. Why are you choosing a lesser route today that's going to bring you to the spiritual poverty of life, and one day you're going to meet this great God who still reigns and will always reign, and what are you going to say to Him in that day? The question is, and I asked you this to answer you for yourself personally, who is reigning in your life? Who's in control? Well, I take care of, you know, I just dole things out to God as to what I want. Listen, He's going to be Lord of all, or He's not going to be Lord at all in your life. You've got to warn Him, desire Him, and seek Him. And hallelujah, I'm glad today you can seek the Lord, and the Word says He can be found. Come on, church, say amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the Word of God. In Genesis chapter 1, starting with verse number 26 down through verse 31, it says, and God said, you better pay attention to that. And God said, let us make man in our image. Now, there's a plural there, not a singular. God didn't say, let me make man in my image. He said, let us. So what does that mean? There's a picture here of the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They're all there, amen. And so He says, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have. Now, listen, don't go home and look in the mirror and say, I bet God looks just like me. Don't bring Him down. Come on now, y'all. Amen. Amen. He's not talking about how you look in your little pretty face. He's talking about something far greater, as we're going to see. He says, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Some of y'all creeped in here this morning. Amen. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Now, that right there, brother, says it the way it is. These folks that are going out here and having operations to change their sex, you cannot do it. You are, by God's grace and God's plan today, you can change some of the components of your body, But you cannot change the fact if you're a man, you are still a man. And if you're a woman, you're still a woman. Amen. Amen. And God blessed them. Isn't that important? So God, He created him male and female, and He says, what? God blessed them. Amen. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and over and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, there's those words again, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth and every tree and the which is the fruit of the tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. As you read through these creative acts, as we started in Genesis 1, verse 1, and we've read up now to these particular portions at the end of chapter 1, verse 31, and as you read through these creative acts of God and hear His declaration, and God saw that it was good, you can't help but think, oh, what a mighty God we serve. If you probably noticed that in our community, and boy, wasn't the temperatures wonderful last week? Amen. I mean, we were up at 80 degrees on Friday. Unbelievable. And as you drive down and drive through the communities and through your neighborhoods, you see the trees in full blossom and the white, beautiful flowering trees and the beautiful purple and lavender colors. And you see the daffodils working their little heads up through the ground and waving their little pretty yellow faces at you. And man, I tell you, you see all these things that God's doing. You know, so many times we take for granted so much of the creative acts of God. We take for granted all the beauty that God... We only see the nasty, the dirty, and the filthy of this world. Where God, even in the midst of all the confusion and mess that's in our world, God has placed some beauty that will brighten our spirits and encourage our heart and our life. And to see such a magnificent sun this morning as it came up. Hallelujah. Thank God for the greatness of our God. And then this evening, as that beautiful sun will set in the west... Oh, I'll tell you, some of the beautiful hues that He uses in painting in the clouds and the different things and the beauty of His creation. Oh, listen, you've got to say, oh, what a mighty God we serve. I mean, today, to think about how God is so good to us and so gracious to us and so loving to us and how He provides our every need every day and how He brings us through the valleys of the shadows that we face and how we face difficulty and challenges. But in the midst of everything that we're going through, here's the presence of a God who's always there. Amen. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. I said, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve indeed today. He today is above and beyond all that we could ever imagine. There's none His equal. There's none His parallel today. There is none likened unto Him today. For He is a good God. I say He is a good God. Not only is God a good God, but our God is an encouraging God. Nobody can encourage you like the Lord can encourage you. Amen. You know, in the sixth day of creation, God creates man and He creates woman. And He does it in His own image. We now have humanity. Humanity is the crown of God's creation. This is where really God is glorified. In His ultimate of ultimates, the creation of mankind. And so here, man and woman, they then in God's creation have been given great dignity to be created by our God. Amen. Oh, to know today what God's Word has declared. Here in Genesis 1 is the very foundation, the here today, or the root of the system of our biblical position in life. God is the giver of life.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.